Now, let's talk a little bit more then about distractibility itself. So, distractibility is, well, what it sounds like. You're too easily distracted. Now, that is a symptom of ADHD. And so the task at hand, so to speak, is to learn how to manage distractions. Now, if you take medication for ADHD, that will help. But there is another sense in which medicine won't help to do nearly as much as you can do. Again, it is much more important to understand ADD than it is to medicate it. And this is one of those times when if you understand how to manage distractions, then you'll be helping yourself, helping your medication, helping yourself to focus. So here's some ideas, all right? It is often the case that a student needs some music going on in the background, something other than silence. And unfortunately, sometimes parents will say, "Turn off that music." Well, here's the thing. When you have ADHD and you have a tendency to be distracted, what if you can be distracted by something that you've already decided, well, it can distract you, but it's going to distract me for just a moment, and then I'll be back to where I was. So, in other words, music in the background can be a minimal distraction. I call it an automatic distraction. I don't know how I came up with that term, may not be the most accurate term for it, but automatic in the sense that you build it in. And so then you've got, for instance, your study environment, and because the music is going on, then you've got that and what you're studying, so that when you are distracted, you're distracted by something that you can pull away from quite easily. Now, having said that, for me, I can't study with music on. Cannot do it. It's got to be pretty quiet, not dead silent necessarily, but quiet because sound distracts me. Now, I had a patient come into the office, new patient, young lady recently, who's in a job in which she is this combination of human resources and a receptionist, and at any rate, her workstation is located in at right in the middle of a busy area. And the business concept there apparently is that because she is has to work with a lot of people, that she's right there in the middle of all those people. Well, then what is encouraged is that she's right there if you need her. All right. Well, that sounds like a good idea. It sounds like that open door policy that you hear about. But let's talk about what's really happening. What's really happening is that she is trying to focus. She has ADHD. She's trying to focus on her work while this person comes in to ask about a business thing, and this person walks by and talks about the cookies she made last night, and this other person walks by and talks about the latest frustration that she's experiencing. And so this woman becomes somewhat of a hub of distraction. She can't get her work done because she's right in the middle of traffic and a bunch of other people having work-related conversations around her. That environment of the cubicle system whereby you've got a big room with, two or three dozen cubicles in it, and therefore two or three dozen people having conversations. That is very distracting for somebody with ADHD. So, in that environment, we'll just continue to use that example. This young lady has a choice to set some boundaries. Okay. She could put a sign on her desk that says, "Do not stop at my desk and talk to me about something that's not important." Or she can also teach the people around you, "Please don't just stop by and interrupt me. I really have a lot to do. I'd love to talk with you, but." And so if she says that to everybody at least once, then all of a sudden the distraction level takes a nosedive and it's much less. All right. So I had a business manager once who told me, he said, "You are the most distracting person around here." And of course, he had the and he knew that the relationship could handle that kind of criticism. But I kind of took it to mean, oh, okay, all right, I didn't realize that. I don't want to be a problem. And maybe I should think twice before I just walk in and start talking about something just because I'm the boss. So another thing that this lady can do is, she can, of course, we're talking about setting boundaries with people, showing them that there's a boundary. Okay. And, let's say, and I'm just going to use my imagination here, let's just say her cubicle is located in an area where she can actually put some tape on the carpet and then a sign that says, do not step across that line unless you have something that's both urgent and important. All right. Now, that, of course, it would be a rare day that that is appropriate. But what I want you to do is to start to think about managing the distractions by setting boundaries, by teaching people that they can't just interrupt you just because they're walking by. What I actually did suggest to her is, can you change your workstation in such a way that you're not facing the flow of traffic, that you're facing away? Maybe you're facing a wall or your computer screen, but then people can't interrupt you unless they actually walk up and tap you on the shoulder. So yet another way to manage her environment could be to wear headphones that make sound, as in music, or headphones that cancel noise. All right. If you need me, tap me on the shoulder. So again, it's a way of controlling the environment. In this case, you've got this one effort going out to teach people not to interrupt you, but then, in another sense, you're shutting them out by doing creating your own space that doesn't include them. So I think you get that idea. The point is that you have control over the things that distract you in your environment. Now, let's talk about the things that will control you from inside your head. All right. Your own thoughts. All right. If you're distracted by the conflict that you had with somebody important last night, or you're distracted but because, you're hungry or you're hungover, then, that's the time to kind of take some inventory and think in terms of improving that internal environment. So that your own thoughts then flow from how well you feel. If you are paying attention to your diet, as in you're eating healthy foods in healthy amounts, you're getting good restful sleep at least 8 hours a night. You are paying attention to your weight management, and therefore exercise, all of that fits together, diet, sleep, exercise. And so if you're taking care of yourself, then you're not going to be distracted by feeling uncomfortable, feeling irritable, getting into trouble with somebody else because you're irritable, not getting enough sleep at night because of other stuff that you did. Maybe you had an accident on the way to work this morning because you had too much to drink last night, and you don't want to make that connection because you're not drunk this morning. But the fact is, you're impaired. Of course you're impaired. You had too much to drink last night. So there's all that stuff is going on. So I'm not overstating the need to do good things for your brain, and don't put things in your brain that don't belong there. We're talking alcohol and marijuana and things that you think are harmless. I promise you they're not harmless. So create that internal environment in which you feel good and you're healthy and you know it. That will go a long way toward helping your focus, managing distractibility, because you feel good. You feel like you're happier. You have more control. You're closer to being that person you really want to be than the person who's impaired by this or that. Now, lastly, it's pretty important to have a positive attitude toward this idea of focus and distractibility. And here's what I mean by that. When you have ADHD, we are easily frustrated. Okay, we get irritable easily. All right, you don't want to allow yourself that. What you want to do is to realize that, hey, I am trying to stay focused. I'm managing my distractions. It's not perfect, but it's good enough. And the more of it I'll do, the better I'll get at it. But I'm going to continue to be positive about it so that I don't go sour. I have to control that part of my mind as well. Self-control, as in mind control, is everything.